Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This program contains dramatizations of real events. Some names and timelines have been changed. Listener discretion is advised.
No one had seen her. No one had heard from her. We didn't know where she was.
And then I really started to think, what's going on here?
We understood that statistically, she was less and less likely to be found alive.
I never thought that anyone would do something like this.
Alexandria is in the west central part of Minnesota on the I-94 corridor, approximately halfway between St. Paul, Minneapolis, and Fargo, North Dakota.
Alexandria is about 13,000 people. There's a massive amount of lakes around here, and it's pretty much a summertime lake home municipality. It's a nice rural community.
Alexandria is supposed to be this really safe place, and your kids should be able to play outside and you don't need to worry about it. I've always known there's bad people in the world. But I never thought that anyone would do something like this. I was a single mom. And I have three daughters. Jasmine is the youngest. Jasmine was always very outgoing. She loved music and drawing. She liked to go on the trail with her friends, and they would ride bikes. At the time, Jasmine was 15. She was going into the ninth grade, I believe. John was Jasmine's best friend at this time. John and Jasmine hung out almost every day in the summer.
Ah! Jess! Jess!
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm fine.
Don't move.
John's dad, Thomas, was a friend of ours, and we had known him since my kids were just little.
Let me see it.
Oh, that is some nasty road rash.
Do you need to go to the hospital?
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yes, really, I'm fine. Thanks.
So you're good?
Yes, I said I'm fine.
All right.
She had fallen off her bike and the handlebar went into her ribs. And she got a bruise from that, but it didn't stop her from biking. They kept on biking around. When Jasmine got home that night, she had been pretty much out almost all day. She had a migraine. So she took a bath, and then she laid on the couch with a heating pad to see if that would help her migraine.
Remember what the doctor said. Need to drink lots of water. Something wrong? I have to go to Jake's. It'll just be a minute. Sure you'll be okay?
Yeah, I told Android video chat with him.
Okay, I'll be back in a little bit.
Right.
Bye.
I had a friend who needed me, and he was messaging me. So I told Jazz I was going to go and talk to him. And she was fine with it because she knew him and where he lived. It was only about a mile away. When I left that night, my daughter Paige and her fiancé Eric were in the bedroom sleeping. And Jasmine was laying on the couch talking to her friend Andrew on video chat. I figured she'd go to sleep shortly. When I came back, it was about an hour later. And the first thing I did was check on Jasmine. I looked on the couch, and she wasn't there. The heating pad was still on. Her phone was there. When she does get really bad migraines, sometimes she'll go and lay on the bathroom floor. So I went in the bathroom and looked. She wasn't there. I looked in the tub. She wasn't there. And I went back to Paige and Eric's room, and I asked them where Jasmine was. And the first thing Paige said was she was sleeping on the couch. And I explained to her that she's not. Jasmine's phone is pretty much her lifeline. She never leaves without her phone. I knew that something didn't seem right, and I needed the police involved.
BOL, Caucasian female, 15 years old, brown hair, last seen about an hour ago. 10-4. So you didn't hear or see anything unusual?
No.
And where were you two?
We were asleep.
Now, you said that she had a headache. Could she have possibly went to one of the neighbors for help?
No, it's not like her.
The police officer and I went to all the neighbors' houses that we're friends with. And at first I was feeling bad because at this point it was like midnight, 12:30. And the police officer is banging on these doors until people actually answered. And the neighbors that we went to had no idea where Jasmine was.
I received a phone call at home on the morning of August 9th. Jasmine's maybe been gone for 6 to 7 hours at that point. And we've all, as patrol officers, worked enough juvenile runaway cases that a lot of times these juveniles will return home in 6 hours, 8 hours, you know, less than 24.
Did you notice or hear or see anything unusual last night?
No.
Any friends she may have contacted or be visiting?
I don't know.
And did she take anything with her? Clothing, a bag, her phone?
Yeah. Here.
But this one, right from the outset, just felt differently because of the time that she went missing and the fact that she hadn't taken anything with her. The cell phone for us became a very crucial piece of evidence. It didn't make sense for us that she would leave it behind, given how connected we are to all of our phones, and especially, teenagers aren't likely to leave the house for any period of time without a cell phone.
Any chance you know the password to this?
There wasn't anybody other than Jasmine that knew the passcode for the phone. We couldn't get into the device itself if the phone was locked. Maybe she was messaging with somebody through Facebook or Instagram or one of these other social media accounts, of which she had several. We were able to access social media through search warrants, and we were able to determine she'd been speaking with another juvenile in a community in northern Minnesota.
Sure, you okay?
Yeah, I told Android video chat with him.
Okay, I'll be back in a little bit.
We believe that Andrew was the last person to have contact with her before Jasmine went missing. And so we certainly needed to figure out what he knew about her on the night that she went missing. There was an FBI agent as well as my partner at the time that drove up to northern Minnesota to speak with him about what they had been talking about the night she went missing. Jasmine and Andrew were kind of casual friends. I think they may have met through social media or maybe friends of friends. Andrew didn't have any real worthwhile information. And very quickly were able to establish that Andrew didn't have anything to do with Jasmine's disappearance.
I knew she wouldn't run away. She would always leave me a note if she was going somewhere and I wasn't home. And there was no note. Her phone was there. Nothing was adding up. I had so many fears going through my mind. Who could have taken her? What could have happened?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
After Jasmine went missing, we got a crime alert done. We listed her as a missing person. Did what we could to speak with friends and neighbors and people that she might be associated with.
My biggest fear is someone came by the house and kidnapped her, or maybe she was talking to someone online and was going to go with them and they kidnapped her. Those were my worries because I knew she didn't run away.
Had a little trouble finding a mug.
Oh, thank you.
So what do you got for me?
Well, that's our last entry.
Well, could there be anyone else?
Dan.
And who's Dan?
He's, we dated for a little while after my husband died. It ended badly. I had to get a restraining order. Here. That was back in June.
Dan had sent Sarah a message, something to the effect of, "I just walked past your kid." He had made some suspicious comments about Sarah's children. Not rising to the level of criminal behavior, but certainly suspicious.
He was watching the girls. I don't even know what he meant by that, but if felt like a threat, you know?
And do you know where he is now?
We figured out where Dan was living. Went and knocked on that door. Dan wasn't home. And so we went and found Dan at work. Were able to interview him. He had an alibi. There were several people that were able to put him at his house when Jasmine went missing. That fizzled out relatively quickly. Sometimes a juvenile will go missing, and a lot of times they've checked in with a friend. They've been active on a social media account. They've given some indication that they're alive and well and just don't want to be found. We didn't have that with Jasmine. All of the social media was shut down. No one had seen from her. No one had heard from her. And we frankly didn't know where she was.
My house had turned into some type of investigation center. I mean, the second you walk in, all you see on my table is flyers. And we put them on our car windows. We even mailed them out. I mean, they were everywhere. I kept on talking to the media about it.
What are some of the options moving forward that you've thought of that you think that the community could help you with?
Just spreading the word everywhere they go. To anyone they know, if they even think they see her, calling the police is a big thing.
I've been hearing about a girl missing. It was on billboards. It was all over the place. There was a lot of things going on here in Alexandria where everybody was looking for her.
I did make a Facebook page called Help Find Jasmine Block. The police were on there as well, so they could monitor it. So if anyone seemed out of the ordinary, they could go and question them.
We had agencies really from all over. We had the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. The Department of Corrections has a fugitive task force, and those folks are fantastic at finding people. We had our sister agency, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, helping. We had the FBI. And, you know, leave no stone unturned trying to find a 15-year-old and get her back with her family. There were a number of times throughout this investigation where we thought we had a very strong lead, and we would do the work only to kind of be disappointed when we found out that it was a dead end. But then Sarah received some social media message from a Rashid Smith, and this individual said that he was involved in sex trafficking and that he had taken Jasmine to a city in Montana and left her there. And this person was feeling remorse because he doesn't feel it's right to traffic children. The individual actually provided an address in Montana. I reached out to the FBI, and we quickly determined it might be faster if I just reach out to that local agency. I remember having a phone conversation with an officer from that department. He agreed to go knock on the door.
Yeah. Are you Rashid Smith?
Who?
I'm looking for Rashid Smith.
Do I look like a Rashid to you?
Can I come in?
What's this all about?
There's a missing girl out of Minnesota. We have reason to believe she may have been brought to this address.
You got a warrant?
I can get one.
Come on in.
You live alone?
I wish. Can't get the bitch to move out. Can I help you?
No, just looking. What's in there?
Linen closet.
You always lock your linen closet?
I think it's time for you to go. Come back when you have a warrant.
Thanks for your time.
Have a nice day, officer.
Golden.
It's Officer Johnson in Montana. Just left the address you gave me. Guy didn't flinch when I mentioned Rashid, but there was a locked closet at the end of the hall.
I was getting excited because there's a locked room and we've got maybe credible information that she's there. And I said, I really need you to see what's in that room. This lead in Montana with a possible sex trafficker looked very promising. And we worked as quickly as we could to try to either prove or disprove that.
Way to go, Columbo. You solved the case.
Turns out there was nothing suspicious in that house at all. I quickly drafted a search warrant for that social media account, and it looked like Rashid Smith was a fake name. Somebody just created it quickly, sent a few messages, and then ultimately deleted it. It was just somebody having fun at Sarah's expense, unfortunately. That was a low point in the case. The case was getting long. We understood that statistically, she was less and less likely to be found alive, but it was still important that we find her.
Jasmine's mother has organized another search for this Saturday at 3 o'clock, meeting here at the Big Ole statue in Alexandria. If you have any information on where Jasmine Black could be, call police. In Alexandria, Katherine Johnson, 5 Eyewitness News.
As time went further and further on, I was feeling more frustrated. Every day, I was doing what I needed to do, thinking of new things I needed to do to find Jasmine. Everybody's life kind of went on, but mine was on hold. And anyone I came into contact with, I kind of questioned them in my mind most of the time. What if they did it? Are they hiding something? Do they know something? Are they just not telling me something? I was going through what every parent fears. I was crying. I was emotional. I was lost. My world, it just stopped. It was the second day of school, and the first and second day of school were very hard on me, just because I was sending 2 daughters, not 3. I called up my best friend, and we went out to lunch, and I remember talking to her, and I'm like, Heidi, I'm like, Jasmine's going to be found. She's going to, like, be found any day now. And I was like, you know, I really feel it. And as she was dropping me off, the police officer's car pulled up behind me, and I didn't think anything of it, just because they were at my house, you know, 3-4 times a day.
Hey, Sarah.
The police officer asked if I could come in his car to talk to him, and I knew at that point it was either really bad news or really good news.
I live on a 160-acre farm, 3 miles east of Barrett, Minnesota. I have a lake right across the road from me. And I lived in this area my whole life. I managed a fertilizer plant for about 40 years. And I went to work that morning and did my usual things, and I got a call from a farmer that wanted me to go look at a couple fields of his that were right close to my farm site. So I jumped in the company pickup, went down and looked at him. Was almost about a half a mile from my place, I decided to go home and pick up a diesel can that I'd forgotten the morning before. Went in the shed, stepped outside, got in the pickup. And was just looking across my grassland, and I saw something out there that I couldn't identify. It was close to half a mile from me. And I kept watching it for just, I suppose, maybe just a minute. And then it disappeared. And I thought, oh, it's gone. It went in some brush or went in the grass. I thought, ah, it's got to be a deer. So I decided to leave. I started the pickup up and looked out there again, there it was again, and I thought, oh, I'd like to see what this is, because I've never seen this out there before. Eventually, I noticed it was walking towards me. Then I noticed it was a person, and I thought, what's a person doing way out, half a mile from everything, out in my grass? I noticed it was a female. And then I really started to think, what's going on here? You know, what? Why is this female out in my field? I decided to go out and get her with my pickup. When she saw the pickup moving, she started running towards me. And when she got a little bit closer, I recognized her face. She was wearing a t-shirt and some shorts, summer shorts. She was all wet. She was cold. And then she started sobbing, and of course that made her shake more, but...
Oh my God. You're the girl.
They're after me.
We're going to get you some help. Everything's going to be okay. You come on with me.
I made her get in the pickup, and she just started babbling about everything that went on, that she had been kidnapped, she had been abused, and she was needed help. And I said, I'll get you help. I'll call 911 right now.
911, what's your emergency?
I've got the black girl. She's safe with me here in my pickup.
I got Douglas County Dispatch at Alexandria. And I said, I've got the block girl, which I couldn't think of her first name at the time. I got the block girl in the pickup with me, and she's okay. And silence.
Sir, would you repeat that?
And I said, aren't you recording this? And he goes, yes, we are. Just repeat it. And so I repeated the whole works.
My captain came in and said, get in a car and go to Grant County. They have her. I get goosebumps today. I will always remember where I was standing the first time I saw Jasmine Block walk from the Grant County squad to the ambulance. Just a huge, huge sense of relief. She's found. We're going to get her back with her mom.
Jasmine? I'm Detective Tony Golden. Do you mind if I talk to you for a few minutes?
They're taking me to the hospital.
Can I ride with you?
Okay.
I conducted a short interview with her in the ambulance just because we needed to know, were we looking for suspects? Where had she been? Nobody knew. She starts to tell me this story. It was incredible. It was hard to believe incredible.
I was radio chatting Andrew, and then I heard a super loud car pull up.
Andrew. Yeah, no, it was a pretty long drive that time. Yeah. Yeah, no, that would be good. I gotta go. Talk to you later. Bye.
It was Thomas.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hey. What's going on?
It's John.
He was saying that he needed my help because John was having a breakdown. I got in the car and we drove.
John?
He's just down the hallway, Jazz.
John?
Jasmine asked, well, where is John? And that's when Thomas said that John wasn't there and that Jasmine wasn't going to be going back home either. No!
Thomas took Jasmine to his residence where he lived with Josh Holby. And approximately 2 weeks after Jasmine went missing, Stephen Powers enters the mix. She was kept in a closet for most of that month. She was forced to ingest methamphetamine. She had been sexually assaulted on multiple occasions.
Please, please, no, please, please, no, no, please.
I was always picturing in my mind, like, how would I escape? But Thomas told me if I do anything dumb that he'd shoot me.
She was scared all the time, you know, never knowing what's going to happen today or when she's going to be able to come home or someone's going to find her.
Mr. Barker.
All three suspects did have contact with law enforcement prior.
Mr. Barker, Alexandria Police Department.
And after Jasmine was reported missing, there was a Douglas County deputy that was following up on some stolen property and believed that Thomas Barker might be responsible for the stolen property.
Yeah, area seems to be clear. Copy that, 10-4.
We believe that the deputy knocking on the door spurred them to flee.
Please, please, no. Please. Please.
Now's my time to go if I ever want to get out.
The area that Jasmine was in when she escaped, it was in the country. It was hard for her to run through that, but she knew she had to. She was scared for her life.
I was afraid they were gonna find me. I started going down by the lake, and then I seen Earl's house. I'm not a good swimmer at all, but I just wanted to get home to my family.
As chance would have it, Mr. Melchard was stopping home for something and comes across her and calls law enforcement.
I decided that I wasn't gonna let the police officer tell me my daughter was dead.
Do you mind if we step in the car and talk for a second?
So I looked over at him and I'm like, please tell me you found Jasmine.
Is she okay?
She's okay. We got her.
And I started like crying and, you know, everything. I'm sorry. I always cry this part. And He said that he just found out they found her. He doesn't know any information. All he knows is that she's safe and that she's okay.
On the ride in to the hospital, Jasmine told me that the suspects were working out of two vehicles. There was a green pickup truck and a small black four-door car. There was a statewide alert. We're looking for this vehicle. It has these occupants. And the Alexandria Police Department has probable cause to believe that they were involved in this missing juvenile.
They brought Jazz to the Alexandria Hospital. We get there, and I get to the door. I gave her a big hug, a big kiss, told her I loved her. And the first thing she said to me was that Thomas kidnapped her. She told me it was Thomas Barker. I was very shocked. I never thought that he would do something like this.
I'm fine.
Oh, don't move. Stay still. Let me see it.
Oh, that is some nasty road rash.
Do we need to get you to the hospital?
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yes, I said I'm okay. Help me out. Thank you.
When Jasmine was showing John the bruise on her ribs, Thomas was attracted to that. And that's why he wanted to take Jasmine. So it was all planned out.
Get your hands where I can see them!
The police ended up conducting a traffic stop, and they were able to help take them into custody.
I had a big bonfire with some of my neighbors, and we burned all of my flyers. And that felt super good.
Jasmine is an incredibly resilient young woman. I wish I could have met her on more pleasant circumstances, but she's truly an incredible individual.
Knowing that this happened to my daughter is very hard. But Jasmine just impresses me because she's a strong hero. And no matter what, she's gonna put up a fight. And she's gonna make sure everybody knows that she's worth it. We're proud of her. We all are.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.